You're listening to Insight here on CAP Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. Yolo County is prime for farming. Located along the Sacramento River Delta, it's probably no surprise that agriculture is its leading industry. The soil ripe for tomatoes, rice, wine grapes, as well as fruit and nuts. A core piece to the local economy are farm workers who tend the land. But the food bank in the area found that while these essential workers are responsible for providing food to the community, they too often struggle to feed their own families. So in response, they launched a program specifically created to meet this unique need. Cultivo, meaning crop in Spanish, launched a year ago and delivered food to more than 1,000 agricultural households. And this year, they are expanding to more than double that number. Karen Baker is the executive director of the Yolo Food Bank, and Lucas Friericks is Yolo County Supervisor for District 2. And they join us with a check-in on how the Cultivo program is growing. Welcome.
Well, thank you so much, Vicky. It's great to be here.
Yeah, thanks so much, Vicky.
Thank you for taking the time and making the trip over the causeway. I just want to start from the beginning. We did actually talk about this last year when Cultivo launched, but if someone didn't listen to that segment, which is understandable, remind us how you discovered this need in Yolo County.
Sure. Well, first of all, the Yolo Food Bank was one of the first food banks in our country to do a study, a food security study or insecurity study, and learned that one out of every three people living in Yolo County was food insecure. And with those findings, we actually dug deeper and learned of the food insecure, 53% were agricultural workers. So the very people who are picking our food are the very people who are the most food insecure.
What did you learn about the barriers to accessing food?
Some of it was transportation. Some of it was just their work hours. Their proximity to some of distributions and other charitable food system, you know, opportunities that they just could not tap into. So that's why it became really important to do some thinking with a funder, great funding partner, Sutter Health, to really explore what might be a way of getting the food right to our ag workers, as close to them as possible. And so we brought food in these food boxes where they actually work on the farm or where they live. And then this year, we're so excited that Supervisor Friericks was able to also chip in and offer support to this same initiative. And he's been out with us at the farms doing this food distribution as well.
Supervisor Friericks, tell us about your district and the people in your district and how Cultivo works.
Yeah, well, I'm really fortunate to have served on the Board of Supervisors for about 3 years now, and previously served on the Davis City Council for a long time. But so my district encompasses parts of the city of Davis, but also the UC Davis campus, but all the way out to the western boundaries of the county, including the city of Winters and all the way to Lake Berryessa. So a lot of rural area and a lot of farms and farm workers in that part of the county as well. And so really, really grateful, especially in and around the Winters community, for all the good work that the food bank has been doing there, especially.
Yeah, I mean, when it comes to food insecurity, unfortunately, it exists from one county to the next, but each county is unique and with its own demographics, with its own culture and makeup. In your district and more broadly the county, what stands out to you about food insecurity in Yolo County?
Yeah, well, I think, you know, there's a real, it's hard to believe, actually, in some cases, considering that we have such a rich agricultural sort of history, but also economy in Yolo County. So, you know, you could think of all the amount of bounty that exists, and then thinking that, you know, the people that are actually doing the work, harvesting, growing and harvesting food are the folks that are actually not even, you know, able to have food security. So that is something, and when you go to do, I spend a lot of time, you know, as a volunteer going to the food distributions, and to see folks from, you know, different farms, especially farm workers now, especially with the Cultivo program coming, lining up. It's very gratifying to be able to make sure that people who are doing the work and growing that food are actually being helped by the food bank especially.
So, Karen, how did last year go?
Well, I think it was a great success. We were able to work with and impact over 1,000 households, which was great. And that just gave us all this energy to kind of lean into it, see what additional funds could be raised. Sutter Health has come in for a second year of funding, which has been great, as well as Supervisor Friericks, which has been great, and others that are stepping up. We've got like small, mid-sized companies that say, you know, maybe I have $5,000 or $2,000 that I could contribute out of my small company, but I care about this issue. I care about food security. I care about this injustice that these folks that were working so hard are not in a position to get the food that they need. And I want to support that. And so we're pushing hard on, you know, securing these donations during the big day of giving on May 1st, and hope that this will really resonate with people.
Yeah, that's this Thursday. What has the feedback been from those who are actually getting this food from farm workers?
Well, first of all, they are so touched that, first of all, that I think people are being so generous, but also that there is an attention to providing culturally relevant food. You know, it's not just the food that we would typically provide at any distribution, but there's a real sensitivity to their culture, right? So we're providing flour tortillas, we're providing corn, beans, we're providing ground beef, pork, different rice, other products that are really important, fresh tomatillos, things that people can make food that they are comfortable with serving to their families from their traditions. And that is really important to have that kind of program model.
When it comes to the community that you're serving, is it predominantly Latino agricultural workers, or are there other immigrant communities within Yolo County that you're helping through Cultivo?
No, I'm glad that you asked that. Definitely the majority is Latino, but we also have our packing plants. Our tomato packing plants have a lot of Punjabi community members who come over from India and actually work in the summer months doing tomato packing. So we've done events at the packing plant, where we do the kind of pop-up food distribution events. It's especially important right when they arrive. They haven't yet received their paycheck, and that food becomes really important. So again, we're not going to give them food that's appropriate for a Latino family. We're going to look at a Punjabi family and be able to provide the appropriate food.
Mm. Supervisor Frericks, the workforce in Yolo County, the agricultural workforce, are these... Is this a permanent workforce or is it seasonal?
Some of each, actually. I mean, there are over about 7,000 agricultural workers in Yolo County, many of whom, though, are permanent residents. You know, and I think there are other places in California that experience a lot more of a sort of seasonality in people coming to and from for different parts of the year. But we really have in Yolo, I think it's in the upwards of 90% of those agricultural workers live in Yolo County.
So. Given that you've been a supervisor now for a couple years, prior to that, were part of the city council, prior to that, worked with the state legislature. Are there programs like Cultivo elsewhere in the state?
I mean, there's certainly been a number of programs over the years that, you know, help, you know, assist. There's assistance even from the federal government. That's, I think, one of the real challenges right now is the loss of federal funding that we're starting to see as well coming from the federal government, the USDA programs. So I think this Cultivo program is such an innovative program, especially at the local level, crafted very, very specifically for a certain segment of the population. And it's something that, I think is a real model for what other jurisdictions could be doing across California, certainly, but even across the country.
Given that this is the second year, so obviously last year was the first, so you saw what it was like in the community prior to Cultivo launching. What has been the biggest takeaway and the biggest changes you've seen from 2023 to 2024?
Yeah, I think the need is continuing to expand greatly. I mean, there's, of course, people are very, very grateful for all that is being done. But, you know, after having gone through the pandemic just a few years ago, the needs for food, especially in Yolo County, went up drastically. And the food bank was really there and the community was really there to help fill those needs. Now that we're out of the pandemic by a couple of years, we're seeing this next wave of real increase in need. The food bank has estimated roughly about a 20% increase in need recently in terms of people coming forward and sort of the what they're providing. So and then but coupled with you know the potential loss in federal funding, things of that nature, it's really I think essential for us to sort of partner with our corporate partners such as Sutter Health, but also I was just so inspired by the work that they do normally, but then seeing the need is how much it really does exist, that we really needed to sort of step up and deliver sort of these essential workers and these essential members of our community food security.
Karen, given the financial challenges and the growing need, do you have enough food to feed people who are some of the most vulnerable in the county?
I think we will, because of a very successful big day of giving. I mean, our hope is that we will have the food that we need. I'll be honest with you right now, if we don't get the donations that we do need, we are going to have to reduce the pounds that we usually provide at our public distributions. So we remain really hopeful that people will, you know, listen to these stories, really connect and recognize that they really care about providing food to people so they can learn, so they can work. Everything that you need begins with, you know, meeting that most basic need, having the food that you need. It all comes down to that. And what's great about the Yolo Food Bank is when donations are given to the food bank, you're supporting not only us, but the food that we purchase is also provided to the 60-plus agencies in our community that are our partners. Programs like Meals on Wheels, programs like YCCA, all kinds of really wonderful Mercy Coalition, wonderful partners that are out there providing food locally. So it's a great central place where you can give the funds that you care about giving, but it benefits so many.
You're listening to Insight here on CAP Radio. And if you're just joining us, I'm talking with Karen Baker with the Yolo Food Bank and Yolo County Supervisor Lucas Frericks about Cultivo, which is a Yolo County food assistance program for agricultural workers. Okay, so the 2025 season just launched earlier this month. You mentioned there was a distribution in winners. How are you looking to expand? Because you want to more than double the number of households that you serve.
Well, fortunately, we're doing it a couple different ways. One of the lessons from the first year was that while it was good to meet people where they worked and provide the food, the community responded most to providing the food at the apartments and the housing developments where most of our ag workers lived at. So we worked with Yolo Works, a great organization that connects us not only with labor contractors, but also was aware of housing preferences for the workforce. And we were able to then have the events actually take place right at their near their home, literally in their apartment complex. So it makes it very easy to go downstairs, get the food that you need, you know, to help you through your month, right?
And are these drop-offs happening weekly or monthly?
Monthly. At this time. But we also pass out information for our daily distributions. And we have a wonderful handout that's both in English and in Spanish, or you can go to our website at yolofoodbank.org. And you can find out where you can pick up food throughout the month anywhere in Yolo County. There's different distributions, both walk-up and drive-through, so you can find out where you get what you need.
I know you work with Yolo Works to identify where agricultural workers in need are living. How do you find agricultural workers? Is it just through Yolo Works and that
Yolo
they would
Works,
actually want,
correct.
A box of food every month? Like, do people actually sign up for this?
No, they don't sign up for it. What we do is we work with the labor contractors, who are the individuals that connect the labor force with the opportunity, right? With the orchard or with the farm, right? And what that individual then does is they have a really complex understanding of all the needs and kind of the footprint, if you will, of that community that they're connecting. So where do they live? Where do they work? They will be aware of all of that. So that's why that county office of Yolo Works is so critical. That's where our connection with Lucas and the county is beyond his own generosity, but also the county's just engaged as well.
You mentioned that Sutter Health put in, the brunt of this funding.
It's
a 2-year seed investment. This is the second year. So what happens after this year? Supervisor?
Let's give it to the supervisor.
The million-dollar question. I think part of it is about proof of concept. I mean, right? I think that as with many sort of pilot programs,
absolutely,
it's always about sort of proving the worth. I think that there's no question in terms of the proof of the worth side of things. I think that is really going to be a really good question that we sort of go back to a variety of various funding partners and sort of show them the results in action and show how they're their contributions have directly benefited those in need. And so we'll be continuing to do that work and see if there's also an ability for, you know, in this case, the county to do some more potentially as well. Obviously, tough budget situation like most local governments these days.
That can be my next question.
Yeah, absolutely. But also really going to be, you know, going back to some of our partners in the philanthropic community around the potential for some additional investment.
And Sutter definitely remains, you know, keenly interested in these results and even exploring whether it should be expanded geographically. I mean, they really love this model, and I think we'll provide ongoing support.
Given that you're growing this year, hoping to more than double to 2,500 agricultural households, in the release that you sent out, there's an estimated 7,000 agricultural households in Yolo County alone. So I understand all may not need assistance, but it seems like there's still an unmet need, even if you do expand to 2,500.
Oh, there absolutely is an unmet need. I know in our food access survey that we did last year, we found that we were successful at meeting about 80% of the need in Yolo County. And I'm talking about all niches, whether you're a recent immigrant, whether you're a college student, whether you're a family member, a senior, all the different little, if you will, subsections of the food insecure population, we were effectively, you know, meeting you, 80% of you. But there was still that 20% that are the hardest group of people to get resources to, largely because of transportation challenges or other kinds of challenges that they have with, you know, a busy life, right? And a challenge that they might have. So just know that we continue to look for innovative program models that can help us reach those that 20% in ways like Cultivo. But that took someone like Sutter Health to step up and say, hey, we're in. We're in for innovation. We're in for a 2-year commitment. And then let's look beyond. You know, that's what our nonprofits need. Those kinds of real believers, you know, that just say, I'm in with you. Let's create this. And then to have elected officials that get it and support it. And that's what's, you know, you just can't find every day.
Yeah. Yeah. There's a whole network there.
That's amazing. It's amazing.
Well, Karen and Supervisor Frericks, thank you for stopping by.
Thank you so much. Really appreciate it.
Great to talk with you.
Karen Baker is the executive director of the Yolo Food Bank, and Lucas Frericks is a Yolo County supervisor. We've been talking about Cultivo, which is a Yolo County food assistance program for agricultural workers. Cultivo means crop in Spanish. Still ahead, prepare to dance all night as Broadway's Golden Age is celebrated by the Sacramento Choral Society and Orchestra. They join us ahead of this weekend's performance. You're listening to Insight here on CAP Radio. I'm your host, Vicki Gonzalez. We're back in just a moment.